today we have a very special guest. We all grew up watching Much Music, and it's interesting to get Ed on here. So I'm excited. Hopefully we can get him to throw to the video. He's got his own new company, and let's hear what he has to say. None other than Much Music's famous Ed the Sock. Hey Ed, how are you? Let's get you connected and all ready to go. Welcome to the Musicians Insider. I'm Cronus. Great to have you on. I'm stoked. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Really, really well. Thanks for coming on today. I know you're a busy, busy sock, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Musicians Insider, my podcast. We give advice for new artists and we tell people what's going on. And I know you've got this new website that you're launching, and I'd love to tell the world more about it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've been up to, Ed? It's been a while since we've seen you.
Well, I mean, I've been around on social media, busy on Twitter and Facebook. In fact, I was trending on Twitter for an entire weekend a couple weeks ago. I'm getting on TikTok and Instagram more regularly. I didn't do it for a while because it's just another pain in the ass. But there I have started participating there more. And I do have newmusicnation.ca, which is a video music channel in the spirit of classic Much Music, but we we run independent music videos from independent artists, primarily from Canada.
I love it. I was looking at your station today and I saw that you have about, you know, quite a few subscribers, but I think it's growing. It's kind of new, and I see that you're hanging out with artists and promoting their new videos. I think that's awesome. We all miss Much Music. I want to ask you a couple questions. Like, our friends are all asking me, they're like, what happened to Much Music? And I know we've sort of talked, you've mentioned this before, but we used to all watch Much Music video flow, and I love that you've brought it back on your website. But what happened? How do we tell people what happened to Much Music?
Well, I mean, a couple things happened to Much Music. The internet and bad management, hand in hand. There was really good management there for a number, like, basically the good management started when I started at Much. It's coincidental, but that's when Denise Donlan took over and had a vision for the channel, and it took some time to get people on board, including me. But once we were on board and we saw what she was doing, we're really on board. And then people saw the evolution of Much Music from its early days, which were very raw and great, to a channel that was a little slicker, but still honest and authentic. And you felt like you knew the people there, didn't feel distant. It was like a national clubhouse. You know, you tune in, it's a national clubhouse. Then management changed at a point, and it was bad management with no vision for the channel, proudly no vision for the channel. Said things like, the person in charge of programming said, our viewers are stupid and they just want shit, so we're just going to give them shit.
All they got was TV shows.
Yeah. And well, because in her office, all that was up on the TV was MTV shows. And she would come and say, why can't we make shows like them? Well, we have about 1/1,000,000th the budget. And also, that is not what the channel is about. Anyway, there was another person another programming edict that said that our viewers don't remember anything longer than 3 months ago. So don't mention anything that happened longer than 3 months ago. They won't understand it.
We used to watch Power Hour, then we get together and watch the Power 30, watching it get shorter and shorter, and then they stopped doing videos. And it was something that our friends would get together to do. We'd watch video hits with Dan, you know, all those shows. But hey, the computers, the internet, all the cell phones, and everything that has given people the power to watch a video right in their palm of their hand now seems to have taken away from the video flow aspect of things. I love seeing that you're trying to bring it back. I do feel kind of Sesame Street here. This is great. How's your love life doing, by the way, being the cigar smoker that you are?
The hell kind of question is that? Ask me a real question.
What I wanted to know was, what advice would you have for new musicians in Canada that are trying to get it going, that have an album out, maybe are about to release a record? What would you recommend that they do these days with the current state of things?
I mean, if I had the answer to that, I would have offered it for free and people would be following it. It is very difficult. The internet has made it possible for people to record and share their content, to a potential global audience. The problem is there's so many people doing it It is very hard to cut through the clutter and get noticed. I will tell you that the videos we play on newmusicnation.ca, I am surprised at the level of quality that we get. I'm surprised at how good these independent bands who are, this isn't, for many of them, this isn't a profession. It's a hobby that they'd like to turn into a business, but they work day jobs. But they put that money and effort and vision into making really good music videos. I thought we were going to get mostly crap. No, it's primarily good music videos. And, you know, that's our goal, is to try to, you see somebody's got a music video with 33 views. We want to bring it to more people, so we put it on our channel. Now, you know, our views aren't super great at this point in time. You know, we're up to, you know, like, I think our top thing is about 13, 14,000 or whatever the hell.
It's hard to get over 4,000 subscribers just to get to that threshold where you start making money.
Yeah, I'm talking about views, not subscribers. But we're still more than 33, and we're still growing. You know, the other, you know, other people have deep pockets. We don't. You really need to be able to pay for advertising for anything on YouTube, for example, where, you know, where our video live. You have to be able to pay for advertising. We don't have that kind of money. I'm hoping to start a proper Patreon and get that money, so that we can have a little bit. I can give it a little bit more attention every month. You know, I would love for bands to make a video that I can share with more people. I don't know if that gets them more attention, like if it becomes worth the effort it goes into making the video, but those videos are a labor of love. So, you know, it's not really a dollars and cents thing. It is, I mean, it's great to try to create a community online, use whatever forums you can use, all of them, to create a community. You know, a lot of people, they don't use Facebook anymore. Facebook's still great for using for creating communities. You've got, of course, Instagram and TikTok. I don't know that Twitter is huge for growing music audiences, but, you know, grow your community. And the thing is, this is easy to say, but don't be discouraged. I mean, you put the thing up, you think it's amazing, you put your music out there, and you're not getting the listens that you hoped. The thing is that when the internet was young, there was a lot of attention on people who got like a million downloads. Now, that was a very rare occurrence. It was often just dumb luck. Most of the things that get popular on YouTube or on Spotify Music, places like that, it's dumb luck. If you don't have a marketing budget, it's dumb luck. You're doing something that is not substantially different than other people, but somehow you're the one that everyone focused on.
You're the unicorn.
Yeah, it's just dumb luck. But the thing is, if you don't put good stuff out there, you will never have that dumb luck. And also, people have stopped expecting that they're going to get a million downloads. The attention, the expectations have come down to earth more. And that's a good thing. I mean, the idea is, if you're making this music, sure, I think a lot of people want to make it into a business, but they love doing it. And so to them, making the music and putting it out there is something that artists have to do. Like, it isn't something like, pay me, then I'll make music. It's not like that. It's a drive. You know, it's a passion. And keep putting the music out there. You never know when it's going to catch fire.
Yeah, we've been working on this forever. I've been in Los Angeles for the last 13 years, and because of the pandemic, I came home. We shot a video at the Horseshoe Tavern last summer, and, you know, I hired a crew, and they're all pro, and it definitely makes a difference to do it professionally, but now we're like over 10 grand in the hole. We didn't release the record yet. It's coming out in like 2 weeks.
Well, good luck with it. Now send me the video. I'll play it. The idea for the channel was that people, we had this category VJ for a day,
okay,
where people could be a VJ for like one shift, and there was like 60 people that paid to do that, and I've been trying to get them to fulfill it, and they don't do it. The idea was that we would be able to supplement the stuff I do and other VJs that I worked with do. We'd be able to supplement it with this VJ for a day people. But they haven't, you know, the information went out there as to how to do this. And it's only a couple of people that have followed it up. So when everything relies on me, and then I get COVID for a long period, everything stops. Plus, you know, I got to make money. I can't spend a lot of time on something that's not making me money or bringing, you know, bringing in enough to make it something I focus completely on. So it's sort of slowed down, but we're picking up again. We just made an agreement with a recording studio called Kensington Sound. They've been around 50 years in Toronto's Kensington market. They've had all kinds of names in there. We'll be shooting there in the winter months because outside is just too damn cold. Also visiting the neighborhood business. Kensington, if you don't know, Kensington Market in Toronto is a very diverse, very down-to-earth community. It really is a community with so many interesting characters and interesting businesses. So, you know, I'll be visiting these businesses and getting to know the people around there, making it feel more like a community. So that I think I'm starting to record there Friday.
That's great, Ed. I'm really happy to hear that. And also, when you had said like it's frustrating, a lot of people are, you know, not so trying so hard. Sometimes they just give up. I want you to know that we are proud of you for trying to keep music alive, independent, and I love what you're doing, and I really wish you well, and don't give up, and I know you won't, but I just wanted to say that. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. I mean, there are days. There are days. You know, I really do feel like, I mean, with COVID, a lot of musicians, a lot of bands make their money doing live performances, and their ability to earn any income that way, whether it's their prime principal income or an additional income they relied on, it was gone for over 2 years. And I feel like these musicians really need a leg up to try to get eyeballs and get people to know that they exist. So, you know, I feel very strongly about trying to provide that platform. Much Music used to provide a platform for artists. Now, it never provided a platform for unsigned artists. I argued with them over and over and over, said, you got to put some unsigned artists on. They said, no, we only take artists who have been signed to a record label. And the thing is, once you're signed to a record label, you're away to the races. You've got support and stuff, marketing support and everything. I wanted to use the channel like one show, just one show where we play unsigned artists, give them the chance that platform to reach people, but they refused. And that's why I'm not taking signed artists. I'm taking unsigned artists.
Excellent. Are you familiar with Indie Week? Do you work with them at all? Are you?
I know Indie Week, Daryl Hers.
I had him on season 2, episode 2 last.
Yeah, Daryl's a good guy.
Love that guy. They're amazing. They're just so busy that they're hard to get. Like, you can't really hire them because they have so many people hiring them.
Yeah.
Which is a good problem.
Yeah. No, I like Daryl.
So Canadian Music Week too, do you attend that? Are you part of that?
With COVID, I decided not to.
Well, coming up, do you plan to do the future? There's another one. I missed it last year too.
I like to go out and see not just the bands playing, but I like to see how the crowd responds to them and how, because there's a real magic there, the connection between the performer and the audience live right there. There's a special magic and an atmosphere that is created that you can't get anywhere else. And you can't even replicate it. Like if you record that, you're still not going to replicate that feeling. It's a special feeling that you get when you're there.
And it was fun. Like we did last time I did Canadian Music Week was CMW 99 and we played the Bovine, and it was just fun going from bar to bar, and then they're suddenly packed and everyone shows up at like it's empty, and then all the people show up to see the band, and then you go to the other venues and it's just an awesome party. But 22 years later, I'm not sure whether everyone still goes to the Western Harbor and Castle, how it all goes down. But this year we're going to check it out, see what it's like. Just thought I'd ask you a little bit about that. What are the chances of getting you to throw to my video? I got a new video called I'm Not Sorry. We shot it in Toronto. It's at the Horseshoe Tavern, and the album drops on November 26th. I would love for you to introduce it for me so I can put the clip in before we drop it at the show. Any chance?
What's it called? I'm not sorry.
Yeah, by Cronus.
What's the and by Cronus?
Yeah.
All right, hang on a sec. All right, hey, this is Ed the Sock, and this is a brand new video from Cronus. It's called I'm Not Sorry.
Woohoo! Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Do you think you could do one more where you say, "Ladies and gentlemen, Cronus," and I'll put it on before my live show?
Yeah, why not? You already ready? Cameras on me. All right, ready. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Cronus.
Thank you so much. Excellent.
No problem. You're the man.
Hey, so is there anything you want to promote that you want to make sure I will talk about your website? I have the link to it. What do you are you on TikTok? The Sock?
I am on TikTok.
Like you know said, that TikTok has a different discovery algorithm where it shows like 200 of your videos to 200 people who've never seen you before instead of always the same 200 people like Instagram and all those ones. So I think it's really the place to be right now. And I think you could blow the hell up on there.
Yeah, I avoided it because, as I said earlier, there are so many places that you have to place content regularly that it's a full-time job just doing that. Yeah. Friends of mine told me you got to go to TikTok. I mean, initially, TikTok, I looked at it. It was just a bunch of people doing stupid dances.
We have a guitarist community on there. I play guitar with people on there, and there's no people on that are not in the community.
Yeah, it's really grown.
Sick.
From its origins. And I mean, I put up a video last week about wearing a poppy, and it got like 20,000 views in
there
a couple
go,
of
man.
Days. And that's substantial. I'll be on TikTok. I'll probably be recording something today to put up.
Awesome. Well, I know that you know, it's probably getting around that time. You know, we've already been almost 20 minutes or so. I'm just gonna look at this, by the way. This is my new baby. I'm gonna play this.
Very nice.
I'm with Ernie Ball, and I just wanted to share this Ernie Ball Majesty guitar that I have.
I love the way you pushed the neck of the guitar right in our face, like you're waving your penis at us. Yeah,
that's what guitar players are doing, basically.
Yeah,
extensions
yeah.
of the penis.
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
thank you very much for that.
Anytime.
How many guitars are you going to show me?
This is like, I don't even know what it's worth. It's a Gibson 1977 Artisan. I just love this thing.
It's worth whatever it would take for you to part with it.
Not happening.
Exactly. So it's priceless.
You bet.
Well, all right.
Ed, wonderful to have you on. And you know, maybe in a year we'll have you on season three or something. I'm hoping to do my podcast live for season three. This is all recorded. Really great to have you on. And anything you want to say to my viewers about what you got coming up?
No, just keep going to newmusicnation.ca and check me out. It's Ed_the_sock on both Instagram and TikTok, and at Ed the Sock on Twitter. Also, I'm on Facebook where I have longer conversations with people.
I will add all of that below. Ed the Sock, wonderful to have you on. Thank you kindly. I really appreciate you. I will let you get back to your life of being a sock puppet. And this felt way better than a Muppet show. I appreciate it. You're the man. Thank you so much.
I don't even know if that's a compliment, but all right. See you later, Aaron.
Cheers.